Hello, I'm Angel Quintana of angelquintana.com, and you've signed up to receive my free goodie, which is a workbook and CD called The Business Trendsetters Breakthrough Training. And in this training, you're going to learn how to create a signature system that sets you above the sea of competition. So before we get started, I just want to give you a little bit of background about me in case you don't know me or what I've been doing these last 10 years in business. So as I said,
my name is Angel Quintana, and I help rad chicks in business who are here to do good in the world. They're most likely change agents who are a catalyst for change. They're people that are highly creative. They've got ambition coming out of their pores, and they want to make money doing what it is they're here to do on this planet.
So really, I really help them come up with progressive marketing strategies so they can literally start attracting more clients and create a sustainable business, because the idea is we learn all these marketing tactics, we learn from all those industry leaders, and you know what? Sometimes it doesn't work for us. So I like to take the ditching the copycat syndrome avenue. I like to show my clients that it's time to beat to your own drum. It's time to make up your own rules, your own marketing strategies, and create a system around what you're doing that literally eliminates your competition. And the main thing that I love to help people do is become a trendsetter in their industry. And that can sound really intimidating. So I'm going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But before we get started, I just wanted to tell you that I'm just like you. I mean, just like you, especially if you grew up in America, I was taught to, you know, get good grades, go to a good college, get a good job, get married and have children. And you know what? I knew at a very young age that that wasn't the avenue for me. And even if you took that road and you're now sitting where you are now and wondering, you know, there's got to be bigger and better things out there for you, you're in the right spot. Okay, so what I ended up doing is I ended up playing into that whole, you know, American dream. I got straight A's in high school. I got, you know, accepted to Berkeley and all these UC schools that were prestigious. But you know what? My heart really wanted to run with the misfits in San Francisco. I wanted to really be able to be who I was inside and kind of let the rebel out and let her out to play. So even after I attended, you know, the college and I got a job, which was a good job, you know, I was getting paid a pretty good paycheck in corporate America, you know, but I was really still hiding. I was still hiding who I was. And I knew that a few years into that corporate job that I was ready to go. I was ready to leave, and I was decided that I was going to go back to school and get a degree in fashion design. So that's exactly what I did. I left corporate America and I got back to school, and there I was learning how to make clothes. And I thought that this, I was following my dream. I really thought, you know, I took off all the gear and I was like, I'm not going to let corporate America or this, you know, faux American dream put me in a box and not allow me to be who I truly am. So I thought being a fashion designer was going to basically take away all that, all those restrictions from my life. So what I ended up doing is I poured my heart and soul into building my very first business, which was a clothing design business. And it really literally took my heart, soul, blood, sweat, tears, and guts to do that business. But you know what ended up happening? I took all these risks and I got into credit card debt. I was following the dream and I was super happy to be out of corporate America, but there I was with no marketing plan, no idea how to sell, and I got into credit card debt. I had 11 credit cards and it was close to $40,000. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go back and get a job because I have no idea how I'm going to, you know, get this business off the ground. So after 5 years, I closed that business. And I started to go down a new path. I was like, okay, I basically started out, you know, following the rules, getting the good job, going to good school, getting the good grades. And then I'm like, forget it. That's not going to work. So I took risk after risk after risk. And it just kept showing me debt. It just kept showing me the things that I didn't want in my life and the things that I was scared of in the first place, which is why most people never follow their dreams because the risk can be too high. So what I ended up doing was I wasn't sure. I sure wasn't going to go back to corporate America. That was already like, I'm not doing that. So I had this rebellion in me that wouldn't quit. And you know what? I decided that what's a few bucks in credit card debt? That just meant that I was trying something new. And then I tried a whole bunch of other new things and another and another and another until I had tried so many new things that I decided that that was my niche. I loved trying new things. In fact, it turns out most people are pretty darn cookie cutter. In this day of modern technology and the internet, businesses get lost in the shuffle and what I like to refer to as internet noise. And it can be hard to be a trendsetter with a bunch of copycats getting in your way, maybe even taking some of the clients that you know should be your clients. But you know what? There's enough to go around. There's never a lack of clients. There's never going to be not, if you don't have enough clients, it's not because you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, or that your market isn't big enough. And if your market isn't big enough, then you need to pick a bigger niche. But what it really means is that you need to be a visionary in your business. And this is where my business started to take a turn. Instead of learning every single new technique that everybody was teaching out there, I decided I was going to take the visionary approach and I was going to be a leader. I was going to be the one that was compelled to show other people what I'm doing. But then I went even deeper and decided that why should I show people what I'm doing? I want to help them find their own way. I want to teach people that they already have all the marketing and sales tactics that they need living inside their body, inside their brain, inside their heart and soul. They just need to have it pulled out of them so that they can create this sustainable trend-setting business. Because after all, having a visionary company allows you to have a sustainable business. So if you're decreasing in sales and your quarterly reports are always lower than expected and you're really starting to get worried that you might be, you know, capped out, that you might be pushed out by the new blood in the marketplace, that's not going to be the case, not with a visionary company. Because while a visionary company might not be the get quick rich way of doing business that all those other marketing experts are using to promote their businesses, this produces, doing the visionary approach, it produces everlasting results. And all those fears of being an entrepreneur, that roller coaster that we go through, the roller coaster dies down when you do it in this trend setting way, when you create your own way of doing your business. There's no more roller coaster. There's no more tears. There's no more anxiety because you're doing it your way and you just need to know how to pull it out of you so that you know exactly when to do it, how to find the people, and you know what's even the best part is you're going to feel so incredibly high because you are creating your own path. Beating to your own drum is the best tasting success that you'll ever experience. And being a leader in your industry, well, that's just icing on the cake. So I want to welcome you to one of my favorite free goodies that I've offered in quite a few years. I put out lots of free goodies, you know, probably every few months. And you know what? I got to say that this is the free goodie that I hope is going to be the turning point in your business. So are you ready to be a trendsetter in your industry? Are you ready? Are you truly ready to start walking your own walk and talking your own talk and making up your own rules in business? All right. So being a trendsetter is no small task. So I don't want to say that it's necessarily just you're going to wake up one day and you're just going to have all the answers. Being a trendsetter means that you're going to, you know, create your own methodology. And it's not something to be taken lightly. Being a trendsetter means that you're going to have to let go of being a follower. You know, just like on Twitter and Facebook, you follow people. There's not going to be any more of that. You're going to make up your own rules in business and start taking the visionary road to success. And that can feel scary at times. It also might feel uncomfortable because you'll need to expose some of your greatest talents and hidden secrets. You know, when I first started my business, I always was talking to people about their bio and how your bio needs to share some of your vulnerability, even some of your setbacks and the things that kept you up at night. That's how you get people to relate to you. But you know what? Like many coaches and consultants out there, they're teaching you what's hot in social media. They're teaching you the next marketing tactic. Oh, you got to be on Pinterest. You got to be on Instagram. All the next bright, shiny objects that once worked or might work in the future. But they also might be things that are expired or might not work for your niche or be attractive to your market. And so by the time that information reaches you, which is why a lot of those industry leaders are teaching the same exact things, because they're trying to stay with the times and they're trying not to reinvent the wheel, because they have been taught that if you reinvent the wheel, you won't make money. If you reinvent the wheel, they're putting fear into your hearts. They're putting fear that if you don't do this and that and all these tactics, that your business isn't going to succeed. And that is not true. So if you have already invested hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on coaches that have shared with you, I'm sure, very valuable information, valuable tactics that you're using right now, are they making you money? Are clients knocking on your door? Are you doing strategy sessions 10 times a day, 5 times a day? How many people are reaching out to you and wanting to talk to you about working with you? If that number is not at least 10 people a day, 10 people a week, those tactics aren't working. They're not working. So how do you stay relevant? How do you still learn about what's going on in business and these new marketing tactics and still grow and sustain your business at the same time? Because every minute that you are taking to learn a new tactic is more time that you're not marketing your business, right? So this is where trendsetting comes in. And while businessmen might tell you that reinventing the wheel is plain stupid, I'm going to show you that I beg to differ. In fact, it wasn't until I stopped trying to be like everyone else in business that people started recognizing me at events. They started talking to me at seminars and telling me that they're my friend on Facebook or they're following me on Twitter, they're on my mailing list. And yes, on Facebook, they know my name because they see that I'm not doing things like everyone else. And that is what I want for you too. The copycat syndrome that I talk about, this is a term that I made up, the copycat syndrome is addictive. And quite frankly, it's a trap that many of us entrepreneurs fall into because we just want to learn how to make money, how to make the kind of money that we desire and attract those higher paying clients. I mean, I've been there. I started out with a niche that had no money. And now I don't have to be begging for people to get their credit card out. It's just like, oh, this is what you offer. Perfect. Let's do business. And that's not like that. When I first started, it wasn't like that. I was still doing things the old way, the copycat way. So if this is how you're doing your business right now, please know that I totally relate. For years, I'm not kidding, I have spent $20,000 on coaching and getting people to help me. And you know what? It has helped me. You know how it's helped me? It's helped me find out how other people are doing business and how to create my own way of doing it. And that's what I want for you too. So today is your lucky day because today is the day that you get to meet me. And if you've already met me, then I say hello to you again. And I look forward to working with you in the future or just watching you and supporting you as you grow your business. So today I'm going to be sharing with you in this breakthrough training what it really takes to be one step ahead of the competition. And just like most of the people out there, yes, there is competition. But you know what? There's not competition when you're a trendsetter. There's no competition because nobody's doing what you're doing. Do you see? You just get rid of that roller coaster ride of entrepreneurship. that those days of up and down, up and down, up and down, where's the client, where's the client, where's the client, that just goes away. Because you're beating to your own drum and you're just alive, okay? So I'm going to show you how to eliminate all of your competition once and for all. And you'll no longer feel compelled to follow the experts in business, especially those industry leaders, because I'm going to show you how to own your niche. You are the expert in your field, not them. So why are they making all the big bucks and not you? Most of those industry leaders out there have been doing it long enough, and that's literally, they beat the rush. So just because they're making all this money, it doesn't even mean that they came up with their own trend-setting, you know, system. They learned it from somebody else, but now it's catching on where everybody's kind of doing the same thing. So it's becoming saturated. And so while they might be even copycat trendsetters, they aren't true trendsetters in the sense of the word. Their success might have an expiration date, unless they decide to stay with the times and embrace the change. But if you want a long-term, sustainable, visionary company that lasts a lifetime, well, you know what I'm going to say. They're going to have to be a little more rebellious. That means they're going to have to find their own signature system that never goes out of style. So, are you ready to be a trendsetter so you can fill your calendar with a pipeline of clients and a long waiting list? I thought so. I'm here to challenge you to think outside the box. But you know what? Perhaps there's no box. So let's throw the box out the window and just let the natural flow of energy fill up your body and let all those creative juices start releasing from your cells. Because those are the juices that you're going to need to create a sustainable, thriving million-dollar company. What you'll find then is a signature system that will knock your socks off of your competitors and position you as the new industry leader. Are you ready to create a movement with me? The Business Trendsetter Movement. Are you ready? Okay. So, what is the signature system thing that I'm talking about? I keep calling it a signature system. So what is it? A signature system is a step-by-step process that solves a very specific problem in your niche. It's a methodology that isn't currently being offered in the marketplace. So why is this important? I just got done talking about being a trendsetter and not being, you know, part of this copycat syndrome. Because when you create your own signature system, no one else is doing it like you. They're not telling you to run around the block 50 times and eat the certain kind of food and wear these certain kind of workout clothes to lose weight. A signature system is digging deep into your soul and finding out what is it that you can offer someone that works. And that comes from your own experience. So why do you need a signature system? Well, like I've said, to eliminate competition, to create a methodology around the problem you solve, to find your niche. So many people come to me and they're like, I don't know who my niche is, Angel. And I'm like, do you have a signature system? Because when you have a signature system, the niche just naturally happens. You also need a signature system so that you can create products and programs that actually sell. You can't make money if you don't have products and programs that people want to buy. They have to want what you have to offer. Okay? So it also is so that you can become recognized as a trendsetter in industry. That's what people talk about you. I mean, just think about fashion trend setting. You know, people that are making trends or dressing different or doing things their way, they stand out. They are standing out. You also need a signature system to accurately brand your business, okay? Without the signature system, there's no brand, there's no marketing strategy, there's no niche, you don't know what problem you solve, you don't have a methodology, no one can refer you business. It's a problem. It's a big problem. When I tell people that I help them with their signature system and then I explain what a signature system is, it's just instantly like, I need that. because people want to make money, but they want to be recognized for their talents. And the best way to do that is to be a trendsetter. So why else do you need a signature system? To help to have people refer you business, because now they know what you do for a living. Your signature system kind of turns on the light bulb inside your head. It also makes it so that you can clearly explain to others what problem you solve in a compelling way, and to create a concrete plan on how you're going to deliver those products and programs. So see, just like you're learning all the marketing tactics like webinars and teleclasses and teleseminars and seminars and workshops and all these things, but until you know what your signature system is, you don't know which avenue could be the best for your niche. You see, maybe if you're serving, you know, stay-at-home moms who recently had a baby and they're trying to lose the belly fat, right? They're trying to, you know, lose weight. Well, they might not be very inclined to want to go attend a webinar. They might want a different way for you to deliver your products and programs that works for them. So just because you know how to do a webinar doesn't mean that's how your niche wants to learn what you have to teach. Got it? All right. And lastly, you need a signature system so that you have products and programs that no one else offers. No one. No one will ever offer the program or product that you sell because they aren't you. Okay? And so I do recommend that once you have discovered your signature system that you trademark it. But we'll get into that if we get to work together, okay? All right, so let's do some pre-work. Let's figure out what do you know? What? Make a list of everything you know how to do, because we're going to take your business and we're going to turn it into what you actually know how to do. Not what you've been taught, not the things that you've spent hours learning, but the things that you know how to do and you enjoy doing. Things that you could just literally talk about for hours. So make a list of those things. So after you make a list of everything that you know how to do, then I want you to make a list of all the problems that you know how to solve. Make a list of all the problems you know how to solve. So it can be down to, I know how to fix the garage door, to I know how to change a window. Make a list of all those things, because see, what happens is the more problems that you are able to solve, the more your brain knows how to figure things out. And so I want to help you become this trendsetter, but you're going to have to be able to figure out how to do things on your own. So I really want you to kind of just get down to the nitty gritty of all the problems that you know how to solve. And just take some time to really jot all those down. And then I want you to have a little fun with this, and I want you to write down which topics could you talk about till you're blue in the face, and which topics get you excited to share your research and expertise. So this is always what I call like the dinner table topic. It's like, what if you were out, you had a couple friends over for dinner and cocktails, like what is the topic that just gets you so excited to talk about? Because that is really needs to be integrated into your business, into your brand, and be part of your visionary company. So write that down. And then who would actually pay big bucks to have these problems solved? Who would pay big bucks to have these problems solved? Put a dollar sign next to each problem that you solve that is urgent. You see, when something urgently needs to get fixed, that needs solving, that's an expensive problem. And that's a good market to go after. So I want you to put dollar signs. So go back up to the list for all the problems you solve. And then put dollar signs by each of the problems that you know there's someone that has an urgent problem. And might even be all of them that would pay to have you resolve this problem for them. You see, we tend to forget when we start thinking about charging hourly or how much we charge for our products and services, we forget that, you know, we start thinking in hourly, like, oh, I charge $100 an hour, or it's like, a you know, $200 for a strategy session. See, I wanted you to let go of that and start thinking about the urgent problem that you solve, because the urgent problem is an expensive problem. So I want to use this example again. So perhaps you were once a new mom and you were struggling to shed those last 15 pounds of unwanted belly pounds, right? And you knew that moms would spend lots of money to have this problem solved, especially women who were once very trim in their life And they're like probably crying at night or taking showers and like bummed that like they can't lose the weight. And maybe it's been 9 months, maybe it's been 2 years, and they can't get it off. So this makes the problem expensive because it's urgent to this person. You see what I'm saying? So the problem you solve becomes a very lucrative part of your business. Another example would be the emerging industry leader. So let's think about an industry leader. So they're making money, they've got good clients, and they've got all these tools, techniques, all this stuff, all these great things, a massive following, a big list, all those good things, right? However, he or she might, suffer from stage fright. So they know that they actually can't get to the next stage in being an industry leader until they start speaking on stage and doing seminars and really being a leader in their industry. So you see, the emerging industry leader is unable to take their business to the next level until they get that problem resolved. And that makes a problem urgent and expensive. So you're starting to see a trend here. So we need to figure out now, is the market that you're here to serve for the problem that you're going to solve, is there a big enough market out there for it? So we don't want to be so niche that there's only like 500 people in the world that need that problem solved. We want to pick, 20,000 people, 100,000 people. We need to make sure that it's big enough so that you have an actual big niche market. You don't want to be too broad though, and you don't want the market to be too small. So I want you to make a list of the types of people who would pay big bucks to have this problem resolved. So let me give you another example. So you might know how to help women dress for success. So say you are a wardrobe consultant, and perhaps you even know how to dress them to help them close the sale, okay? So think about an entrepreneur who maybe she sells from the stage, or she's up for a promotion at work. So she needs to either sell herself or sell her products and programs, but she's struggling with that. And to really have that right outfit that puts you in the mindset to close the sale or get the promotion is going to be a very expensive problem for her, because she knows it's urgent. Because if she doesn't get a new client soon, she's gonna go out of business, or she's gonna start having that roller coaster ride of an entrepreneur. So we need to go back and figure out what kinds of things that she needs to do to make sure that she is able to close the sale. So maybe one of those things is to dress for success. And that's where you come in and put your magic on the world and help her dress for success with your expensive products and programs using your signature system. So with these five simple tips, make a list of everything you know how to do, make a list of all the problems you know how to solve, you know which topics that you know how to talk about till you're blue in the face and you've already researched them for hours just because you love it, and you know who would pay the big bucks to have these problems solved because you're looking for the person who urgently needs that problem solved, and you've made a list of your market, your niche market, the people that actually have the big bucks to spend to solve this problem. So with those five elements, you now have a foundation to begin your journey into creating a sustainable business and becoming a trendsetter in your industry. You also have a clear idea of how to create more value in the world, because now you know what it is that you're good at and how you can bring that into your brand while getting paid more for your products and programs. So if you'd like to learn more about how to create a cutting-edge methodology by creating a signature system that currently isn't being offered in the marketplace, I encourage you to apply for a strategy session with me. Although I cannot work with everyone, I want you to know that my signature system program is extensive. It's life-changing and it's trend-setting. Your business will have a complete makeover by the end of the Signature System program that you will have literally be at the top of your industry in less than 7 days. I must alert you though, there is work involved, and because you must be very passionate about your business and the problem that you solve to be able to create an effective methodology that sets you leaps and bounds ahead of your colleagues. If you are one of the 1% of entrepreneurs who are ready to take a stand, You're sick and tired of the copycat syndrome and not getting the clients you want, or sick of seeing your profit and loss deteriorate quarter after quarter, and are now ready. You're finally ready to be a trendsetter in your industry. Please take a moment to visit angelquintana.com and you will be able to apply for a strategy session with me. But one last thing, being a trendsetter means that you are on the road to embracing the visionary within you. If you are finally ready to stand out and be recognized, ditch the copycat syndrome and hold your talents in your highest regard, I'd love to help you get there. My name is Angel Quintana of angelquintana.com, and I look forward to getting to know you and your business on a deeper level. Have a great day. Bye now.